Blog Talk Radio.
Open eyes that we may I want to invoke the spirit of Gabriel and Saint Michael. And as we cross over tonight, I want to tell you, Brother Raymond, that called. Brother Raymond, I got your number. And I'm going to give you a scripture, Brother Raymond. I'm going to teach you ancestors saying. Your Brother Raymond, ancestors said for you to leave away from the crowd that you with. This is, I'm picking up the energy saying, don't go fast and don't be drinking and drive. It's your time, so don't waste your time. Tonight, St. John 11, verse 1. 11 verse 1 to 44. Lazarus was dead, and Jesus lay on the sleeping, showed me his tomb. And I'm praying for those that lost loved ones tonight. So many have called and can't rest. I will be in Detroit. I was talking with Jack in Detroit, Mary. I'll be in Detroit at Discount. I'll be down in down in Detroit. I'll be there for Saturday and Sunday with a special healing prophecy service. And this is the first one they had this year. And I had some people to call and ask, will I be there? I said, yeah, I will be down at Discount Chamber. I'll be down in Eastern Market. That's where I be, Pearl, Eastern Market. So Pearl, don't take you long to go to the Eastern Market. Thank you. And as I be down there, I'm going to be cleaning up some energy and give some thanks for you. Tonight, now, I got one hand up. Crossover to Ancestors on Tuesday night. What that really means, I'm going to the spirit realm and tell with Johnny, thank you, Johnny. Johnny, I want you to know, Trina is want you to finish what you started. I don't know what you started. She said, finish what you started. I say. I want you to read, you got your Bible. St. Luke 7, chapter 7. St. Luke chapter 7, verse 11 to 17. These Jesus met the woman going to the cemetery, and the woman had her only son. And Jesus said, where are you going? I'm going to the cemetery. And Jesus told the boy, get up. And the boy got up. Lazarus was dead for 3 days. And Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. I want to tell you about the clairvoyant energy and the psychic energy and the energy of being able to see your dream and vision. If you got a dream tonight, press 1, I'll interpret your dream tonight. If you want to reach out to some of your ancestors, and I'm not going to force you. I've been prophesying all day to people and giving them their message. If you want a message tonight as you're on air, I will give you the key to unlock what needs to be opened up for you. Thank you, kind spirit. Tonight, I told you last night, I'm talking about things that will move you on up to the next level in your relationship and in your life. I say. Kim, it's time for you to spread out. It's time for you to do more than you're doing. Thank you, kind spirit. Dr. Christian, I'm looking at you, and I'm looking at your auntie, and they're on a horse, and she's overlooking a body of water. So I'm telling you to go to water. You get your answer. I say. I want to tell you, Sister Chelsea, I say. I'm here with Mr. Roe Parker. I'm here with Melvin Parker. And Roe Parker is your father. He don't want you to get attached to where you're at in Africa. Your father, Melvin, abandoned nobody. Just do what you do and come on back, because some things that unseen that you don't know about. And your father, Brother Melvin Parker, is in the spirit realm. He's walking with you. And when you go down to the water, they want you to get some dirt out the side of the water where you're going to, over in Africa where you're at. I say. But your grandfather, he's kind of old-fashioned. He said, you don't need to be over there. You need to be where you were born at. But your father have okay for you to be there. But he said, don't stay too long, because there's a lot of stuff coming up, I say. I want to tell you, Annette, I want to tell you, I picked up your grandmother, and she said, if things don't get right, you're going to find out about some stuff that's been hidden. And she told me to tell you that now it's time for you to receive your healing. But it's got to be a total cleaning up of your home for some kind of reason. This is your grandmother in the spirit realm. And she said, the one got your money. If they don't do right, it's going to happen. Okay. And they're going to be more scared than they treat the family wrong, I say. This is for you, Matt, down in Vaughan, Mississippi. Mother Love in Yazoo City. And I see you're in Jackson, but you want to come back to Yazoo City. Go to Yazoo City, pick up your stuff, and go back to Jackson with your daughter. She can see about you better. Okay? But I don't want you staying in Yazoo City in the condition the house in. And they saying they want you to stay in Jackson, I say. That's for you, Mother Love. I'm picking that up. Now, I see your hand up. Brother, Jenny, as I look at you, you want to know, will you move? Jenny, the spirit of your mother looking at you, and they don't like your health, that what you're doing, you have to leave the drinking alone. And she's saying that you need to go back. She's telling me something that's coming in your side you ain't told me about, but she says see about it. I say. Now, as I cross over, I say. I'm looking tonight as I cross over with some of you. If you got a vision of a dream, and that dream seemed like it keep coming back to you, maybe it's somebody in the spirit realm, and maybe you fighting a force that it's not your force. You're fighting a force for somebody in your family. Maybe your wife, your husband, your son, your brother, fighting a negative energy. Mary, I sent you a picture of a spirit, and I know you've seen the pictures of what it is. And that was a spirit that was captured. I wanted you to see it. Now, I want to tell you, all is well. St. Michael is the angel of this month. And we want to go into the next month. Okay. And as we go into the next month, you're going to see. I'm going to prophesy this as I speak. In the morning, you're going to hear about storms and floods down in Jackson, some part of the coast, and some part of northern Louisiana, going into Texas, and some part of Arkansas. Back to back, storms coming back to back in different areas. So what the ancestors tell me, I shall say, that you have to get ready the anointing of God, I shall say. Now, if you got a question that you want to ask, so you got somebody in the spirit realm that you've been worried about or you want to know what they have to say to you tonight. Okay. Some of you, they just come automatically in the queue. Right now, I'm going to say this tonight. There's a loss of energy. There's a loss of energy out there. There's so many people dying. It's overflow. Some of it is demonic spirit. And they try to get into people, make them do certain things. So it's important for you to read Psalms 119. It's important for you to read Exodus 23:20, where the angel will fight for you, that invisible thing that you can see, I say. So I'm picking up energy now. I'm picking up an energy, somebody being healed tonight, and I'm talking to you, Florida. Somebody healing you tonight is you can't lift your left arm up. Sometimes that pain runs down your back, and that's going to be a healing there that I see for you, Florida. Now, as I get ready tonight to pray for you, but they still left. They're not in the physical realm. They're in the spirit realm. And when you call them, Mary, they come to see about your kid. And Regina, Renee, they come to see about you. Renee, your mother told me to tell you slow down. Okay. And what she is saying, I want your son, which is my grandson, change his career. She don't like what he's doing. And I'm talking to you, Renee, and she's saying that she said, darn it. You know that boy don't need to be doing that. Okay. And that's a warning. Okay. Now your father come in the queue too. And as he come in the queue, he's not built for that. He's too intelligent to be doing what he's doing. Okay. That's got to change, and they're going to make sure it changes, okay? Okay. That's your mother and father. They're coming, Renee, for that to happen. I say. Let me ring the bell. I see her. Okay. She said she will say, thank you, Pastor. It's not time for you to go on the trip. Somebody want to kill you on the trip. She said, right now, stay put. Okay, what else you want to tell her? She said that she like how you decorate the house, but don't throw her stuff away. Don't give it away. Sell it. Thank you, Pastor. That's for you, Renee. Thank you, Cancer. as I get in the spirit realm, if you got, let me have mirrored to be 23rd number song. Because tonight we're just dealing with spirit. Try the spirit by the spirit. Get the right spirit. Mary Hawkins, as I see you in the spirit, the spirit of your mother said, don't worry, things gonna work out. And you can't make wrong folks do something they don't want to do. Okay. He said, for you to live your life and be happy. And proud that you are reading the Bible and your spiritual gift is earning coming. Okay. So don't be afraid of being able to tell your children something. And he said, don't tell them, because sometimes when you tell them it'll happen, you have to be cautious. The family is divided, the old family. But the young folks, he said, they are more together than your brother. And they don't back up each other, I said. But she smiling, said that you got something to do. And don't let nothing discourage you from what you're doing, I said. Now you can read 23rd number Psalms now. Your line is open, Mary.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Thank you. Anything you want to ask?
No.
I say. So much of I just picked up the ancestors, and they said so much of sorrow in the land, so much of death uncalled for, because there's evil in the land. This is what the ancestors saying, I share it. There is a lot of negativity in the astro. So it's very important for you to read the 23rd number of Psalms daily. It's very important for you to take time out to meditate, where you can get at one with God. That's the ancestors saying that. Claude, I'm praying for you. Raymond, your brother said, watch who you be around. Thank you, kind spirit. Watch your friend. Malik said that. Thank you, kind spirit. That's for you, brother Raymond. All is well, bright star. Now, you want to know, I want to tell you that one building is three buildings in three different places. So as your mother walked through, and also your grandfather, and we walked, he got two lounges on both leases, and he walked. Told me to tell you to take some time out to the water and receive the energy that you need. And sometimes you have to understand that. I say. Walter, I don't know what they're saying to you. They're saying to you, Walter, the friends that you around, they ain't really your friends. I say. Okay. That's that. That's for you, Walter. I want to go to the spirit realm tonight as I cross over in the spirit realm tonight. I feel so much sorrow in the energy. Here's a lady come with a white robe on. And she's just crying. And the tears she crying is for the suffering of humans that have turned away from God. And I feel in the spirit, in the white light around them, and she's just crying. And I feel that she's speaking with somebody tonight that's on this queue. She's saying, Bishop, spreading your mind. Everybody listening, she said, read, John, every one of you, and myself, read that to strengthen your mind, because the evil spirit is come to conquer your mind. And this lady told me when Will Smith, when they hit that, he had lost his mind. It was so much a demon around him, that way he did that. That when he crying, that demon had got up to him. Y'all said, oh, look at him. Jumped on the board. It was the spirit. That's the demonic spirit, folks. And the demonic spirits are moving over there in Russia. That's the demonic spirit. It want to rise up. You got to pray in America to keep it out. Somebody called me. But again, the folks there, don't worry about stuff. Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God, all the other stuff, what God got for you. Can't nobody stop. I say, the ancestors speaking to me. They said, can't nothing stop what God got in store for you. Now, I pick up the spirit in Matthias, MacEver, Spiritual One. Wrath, and I see all the spirits at that signing. Did you know 170 people was hung right here in Illinois? Did you know 4,000 to 5,000 people was hung right there in Mississippi? I say. So the ancestors, those in the spirit world, is lending the energy. It's been 100 years. Now, the demon spirit, Danzel said it, that the demon, and that boy was possessed. When he got up, watch the movie, see how he walked up. And when he got back, that demon was still in him. Then, when that demon jumped off of him, he went to crying. That boy was possessed. And some of you tonight is possessed with hate, with envy. Sometimes you got to leave it alone. Can't make it. You got to leave it alone because there's a spirit, there's an evil spirit lurking. That's where you have to clean your house. That's why you have to smudge all over your house in order to stay ahead. We're going into a new month. And you're gonna see a whole lot of murder. There's so many people that you're gonna see mass graves. They're gonna pull up next month. Mass graves. This next month and the next month. It's all, and then there's another war. The ancestors telling me. Over in the Middle East. I say. There's a war brewing right now. Over in Israel. That's gonna get started this summer. Get ready. You're gonna have a war in Russia, a war in the Middle East. That's what the warrior said. Okay, Michael, stay out of shape. I just want you to get ready. Pearl, where should go Pearl at? Now, Pearl, you on?
Yes, I am.
Now, I want to tell you something, Pearl. Pearl, are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Okay, before you make your testimony, the name Bertha and it's another name come to me. Emma and Bertha, I don't know who's Emma. Bertha is your mother and she pleads with you, but she said she don't want you to go sit down. Your body gonna get whole healed from feet to from head to toe. It's something she told me to tell you to do. And I'm gonna tell you when you get off there. Or I tell you Saturday when I get to Detroit. Your husband said, watch the boys. And watch the son, your son, and the grandson. Watch the boys. That means that he wants you to push them off into doing something. Okay. And he said, when it's enough, it's enough. Get the pocketbook. Don't open it no more. I don't know what that means. You know what it means. I say. He's laughing that now you're getting everything done. Yeah, he said, now you're getting everything done. That's kind of serious. But he's glad. And your mother said you and Mary have to come together to put all the older people together. Because the young folks is more communicating more than the older folks, I say. Thank you. Now, Pearl, you can give your testimony. And anybody else want to give a testimony? Just press one on your, if you got a dream or something, just press one, it'll come out. Wait on.
Giving honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I am glad to be alive tonight because there's so many people that gone on and the Lord said fit to leave me here. He said he don't give you what you want. He give you what you need. And Lord, I just want to thank him for everything he has done for me in the past and I hope in the future. In your son, Jesus, amen.
This is what I said to you. when I cross over with you, and they, the spirit realm, want you to be happy, and it's time for you, for your all your work, and the spirit says some money that's coming to you, that owed to you. It ain't got nothing to do with you, it ain't got to do with you. And they say they want you to be able to be happy. Thank you, Chancellor. And it's somebody that is sick. Not you, not me, but somebody else in the family tree. And you are, and they're very bitter. Your mother says very bitter. And they got a mean spirit that don't let them cuss you out when they don't talk. Just don't gossip with them. Because whatever you tell them, they're going to tell everybody else and to leave that alone. Thank you, kind spirit. That's what they said to me. That's what's happening in your vibration. That's what happened in that vibration. I say. Now, I'm going to get ready. Now, if you got a dream, if somebody got a dream, I want to know your dream tonight. I'll be in Detroit. Jerry, if you want to go, you can come to Detroit. We're going to be healing, blessing, and prophesying. And people are going to get healed. This is the scripture. Did I give the scripture tonight to read? I'm going to give a couple of scriptures for you to read. I want them that want to get in business. The spirit said, Philippians 4:19, God want to make whatever you do be successful. And I want you to read St. Luke 6:38, shake down, pressing together. Whatever measure you meet, God going to give back to you. That ain't about death. That's about God restoring you and you seeking for your miracle. If you got a need, you plan to be, go to my website, DustyDaveAmnioSite.com, and you can go down there and press whatever you want, because lots of you, God have blessed. This has been a good mother. I was talking to a young lady lied to her mama and her sister about her money. And let me tell you, your grandmother comes and she ain't going to hold it long, okay, because she lied about what supposed to be belongs to y'all. I say, I'm talking down to Mississippi now. I say. And expect your miracle. Mark 11:25. Expect your prophecy coming for you to be blessed and for the door to open up for you. I say. It's something with all the evil going on that's good. The God in you. The God is in you is growing. Can't you feel it's a shift taking place in the universe? Somebody feel the shift. You ain't got nobody to talk to you about it, because if you tell them, they say you're crazy. But it's some things happening in the universe. And they happen quick, fast, and in a hurry. So I want you to know they happen quick, fast. Is anybody else want a prophecy? I say. Thank you, God. I'm seeing somebody else was looking for something. I've seen where they was at. I'm going to 1638. I'm not gonna call your name. I'm just gonna give your number out. Now you tell me what you want to ask me, and what you want to ask your answer. Now, before you got on the air, your auntie, your great Native American was up on a mountain with a white horse looking over. You go to the water, and you go out to the water, and spend your time in the water, because water going to clear something. It's some name you need to throw in that water. I know you're the web bishop, Daniel, but the ancestors said that's going to do some stuff. Now, what you want to ask? I got your line over 1638. What you want to ask? And it's all as well. Now, tell me what you want to ask.
Is there definitely going to be a food shortage this year? Or
not
are they just making stuff?
Here's what they are. The ancestors said they want you to sit down because they're going to give you, they're going to, the spirit realm going to give you some knowledge. So you get a tablet and write down all that you dream, because the devil, the evil spirit, and he says your, some of your kinfolk, is fighting you. But I want to tell you, once you go to that water, and it's something you need to do in that water, or they're all going to be shut down, because they've been doing spiritual work to block you or your growth. I say. But the lady on the horse, she on a white horse, she overlooking a body of people. And that means that you're overlooking water. I say. And she told me to tell you that ain't nothing they can do to you to hold you, because you're being placed in a situation to help a lot of people. It might seem like you said, what's happening? Don't worry, because everything gonna turn around. It's gonna turn around, so it's gonna scare you. Because everybody involved with that situation, thank you, they got a short lifespan. Okay. So what that means, it's some graveyard dirt finna happen. It's some people finna die for doing witchcraft and magic. And the ancestors and the gods that you've been dreaming about is standing with you. And once they did what they did, it's going to be something happening quick, fast, and you can't go to them. You can't go to now funerals. It's going to be 3 funerals in a row. You can't touch now. You don't even look that way. Okay? Because the spirit going to take them out. The spirit going to take them out. I share. That was the lady that on the horse, she's gathering the clouds, the lightning. It looks like she moved from the spirit, from an ancestor to a goddess. So them dots they've been throwing at you is going to reverse, and they're going to begin to die out. And they're going to tell you to go. You can't go. Thank you, time, spirit. Now, you understand that?
Yes, sir.
Now, it's one scripture that I want you to read. Exodus 14:14. Read it every day. And when you go to that water, take your jug and draw you a jug out of that water. Okay. And once you draw that jug and carry it home with you, put in your vehicle, that is a spirit from the water gonna roll with you. And I'll tell you about it a little later on when you call me privately. I say. But that's what the... Now, I want to pray for some of you that don't understand what we're doing. I'm talking to dead folks. I'm talking to folks in the spirit world. I've talked to some people down in Mississippi. Down, I'm on the Redbird, Greenbird Lane, where in Vaughan, Mississippi. I'm talking to somebody there. If they don't lose that money, it ain't going to last. And it's big money. And you've been suffering, been lied to. And this woman walked around with a stick, got snuff in her mouth, and she cursing. And so that went, can't be lying, and everybody done helped her, and she's getting on her feet, and give them to somebody else. I should say. Now, if you don't what? If you don't do the right thing, don't leave that alone. I say. I'm going to pray tonight for those that want to know something. I was looking at somebody. Ann said she was proud tonight. She said she was proud. Ann said she was proud. Ann, why are you proud? Ann is proud because she said her two daughters is apart, but they moving in different fields. Okay. Now, if y'all, okay. Now, Jerry, I see your mother standing with your father, the picture with them standing together. I got the picture. And this is what they're saying. Your father laughing and your mother saying, you ain't going nowhere. And don't let nobody push you into doing something you don't want to do. I want both of y'all, I'm talking to your ancestors now, to tell me something to tell him. Be happy. And you have earned, and you and your wife took care of me real good. I'm going to always be there for you and her. But, I should say, I'm listening to what they're saying. Dwight is getting better. But he got some serious ailments going on with his inner body. And your mother wants you to introduce him to some herbs to heal his body. Okay. And it got something to do with his intestine and something to do with his back. And when you talk to him, the spirit will bring it to you. Okay. Thanks, John Spirit. I say. Now,
bring it here. Let me.
I want to pray tonight, the ancestors. I want to pray. So many deaths. Let me tell you what I'm picking up. I'm picking up the energy of so many people crying. So many people dying. They're dying over there, but you can pick it up over here. And a lot of people are possessed. They're depressed. They're reaching out. Okay, now we got the bill for the hanging, to stop the hanging. What about the shooting? Because the demon is from hanging them, now shooting each other. Black on black, brown on brown, white on white. And this what we got to pray, the ancestors to pray. And I want to pray somebody still ain't let go of the loved one. You still holding the loved one, and you got to let it go. As I pray. Father God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, somebody lost a mother, they lost a father, they lost their child, and you, word, Father God, come tonight and touch. Let them go out and ask so. And give peace to somebody's heart. And you got to understand that they're in a better place. You're going to miss mother, sister, and brother, but they're in a better place. They dare to help you. I say. They dare to help you go to the next level. Get ready. Father God, we thank you. There's no sorrow with that heaven cannot hear. I'm praying those that will see receive information from the spirit realm. Those that can't get over the physical death and in the spirit, So I'm asking now to touch, heal, and deliver right now.
I'm
place, and it's going to open up doors for you.
Glory. Early. Okay, Kit. All is well. I see something great happening. The spirit. Glory.